My name is Ketsia Aurelian. The dictation is for Gladys Smith, GladysSmith. This patient was seen on October 26, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, as well as lupus and myelodysplastic syndrome, period. The recent kidney functions have remained stable with the BUN of 45 from 36, creatinine of 2.0 from 2.1, and HGFR of 23 from 23. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria with the urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 816 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 1,369 milligrams, period. There is evidence of mild pyuria. However, the patient is asymptomatic, period, due to the advanced kidney disease. We are unable to start any new regimen for the proteinuria, such as Kerendia or Farxiga, period. So we will continue to monitor the kidney functions at this time, period. She denies any urinary symptoms. Period. There is evidence of a 2+ edema, peripheral edema, and this is related to the fact that she has not yet taken her furosemide or any of her blood pressure medications today, period. We advise her to take her medication as soon as she gets home and to elevate her legs on two pillows, as well as wear compressions, as well as to apply compression stockings during the day, period. Next line, hyperkalemia with serum potassium of 5.0, period. This is possibly related to her intake of lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily. She is not currently taking any potassium supplements, period. We advised her to decrease her intake of potassium in the diet and provided her with written information for references. Period. She verbalizes understanding. Period. Next line. Proteinuria. As per number one. Next line. Vitamin D deficiency, which has remained stable on supplementation. We will continue to monitor. Next line, secondary hyperparathyroidism with elevated PTH of 127. Period. The serum calcium is stable at 9.5 and serum phosphorus at 3.9. Period. We will continue to monitor for now. If it worsens, if the PTH worsens, we may consider starting the patient on Sensipar, 30 milligrams daily. Period. Next line, iron deficiency anemia related to myelodysplastic syndrome. Period. She follows up at the Florida Cancer Center with Dr. Shah every 2 weeks. Period. She has an upcoming appointment next Thursday. Period. Her iron saturation is 16% and HNH 9.1 and 29%. Next line. Hypertension, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 171 over 74. This is related to fluid retention as well as the fact that she has not yet taken her medication for today. We recommend that she takes her medication as soon as she gets home and to also keep records of her daily blood pressure readings from home. Period. She has lost about 15 pounds since the last visit due to poor appetite. Period. We started her on Megase to help boost her appetite, period. Her serum albumin is within normal limits at 4.0. We will continue to monitor. Next line, lupus, history of systemic lupus erythematosus, which has remained in remission. Period. She is asymptomatic and follows up with no and has not followed up with a rheumatologist in years. Per the patient, period. Next line, history of hyperuricemia, which has remained very, very well controlled with recent uric acid level of less than 1. She is taking allopurinol 100 milligrams daily. And had undergone treatment with the Krystexxa in the past, period. Next line, GERD without esophagitis. We started her on famotidine, F-A-M-O-T-I-D-I-N-E, 40 milligrams daily, period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with lab work and